yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The White Helmets. The name they answer to. They say their mission is to save people. While filming themselves in action, they claim to be first responders, protecting people in war-torn Syria. That's what they say. But the Syrian people have a very different story to tell.
There were many people buried alive. The White Helmets would come to save their own. And if they found civilians, they might help, and they might not.
The video shows them helping the people, but they only help their own. Rebel fighters, their relatives, those close to them. The last thing they cared about is civilians.
They would come to film. When they did find bodies under the rubble, they would sometimes sell them for organs to the Turks.
This side of the story is supported by an endless stream of films and photos, capturing the White Helmets red-handed, doing what they should not, such as helping the Al-Qaeda executioners get rid of bodies. Or waving flags of the Al-Nusra Front and other terrorist groups. Mounting evidence has cast doubt on the White Helmets' real agenda. These incidents can each be justified, but they have aroused concern and thrown doubt even among those who support the group.
You say that this group is wonderful, and yet you also ban its leader from coming to the States to collect an award for which, and you say you're going to continue to support the group. I mean, if you have reason to revoke his visa, that he could be a security threat or something like that, why would you continue to support
him? But again, I'm trying to separate this individual from the
All
group.
Right. So the guy you're saying that basically he is suspect, but his group is not?
Well, again, I can't speak to the specific allegations against him, Matt. No, I'm sorry. I'm my hands are tied, too.
The White Helmets are operating in Syria's terrorist hell areas. They claim neutrality, but their track record shows the opposite.
All of the countries that are backing, promoting, and funding the White Helmets and were involved in the creation of the White Helmets are countries that are also have a vested interest in the destabilization of Syria. And the removal of the legitimate and elected President Assad.
The White Helmets was founded by former British intelligence agent James Lemessurier. He trained the group in Turkey, teaching them rescue and photography skills. No other first responders in the world are as social media savvy as them, or as widely financed as them. In a two-part exposé at Alternet, Max Blumenthal shows how the White Helmets are funded with millions of dollars from the British Foreign Office and USAID. They also receive aid from other European countries like Germany, France, and the Netherlands.
They are fantastically brave, these White Helmets. I'm proud to say we're giving them another, I think, £32 million of funding as part of a wider £65 million package.
One of the driving forces behind the White Helmets PR machine is the Syria campaign. It was first financed by Ayman Asfari, a Syrian-born British businessman, an oil tycoon known for his anti-Syrian government views. Across the mainstream Western media, the White Helmets are hailed as heroes. The group received the prestigious Right Livelihood Award in 2016. It was the subject of the October 17 Time magazine cover story, and Netflix released a special documentary about them, which won the 2017 Academy Award for Best Documentary. Yet there is another side to the story, including the fact that the White Helmets are not just some guardian angels for the Syrian civilians got bogged down in the war. Not only do they only operate in areas controlled by terrorist groups, they are in fact an element of the propaganda machine about the war, to rally international support for what they call a regime change war in Syria, through supplying heart-rending stories and images of children.
Yesterday morning, we awoke to pictures, to children, foaming at the mouth, suffering convulsions, being carried in the arms of desperate parents.
We cannot close our eyes to those pictures. We cannot close our minds of the responsibility to act.
Налицо тот факт, что белокасочники тесно связаны с этой террористической организацией. Вот кто дает материалы. И на этих материалах нужно делать выводы.
There is a story about Omran, a little boy who became a global symbol of war-torn Aleppo, turned out to be totally fake.
And what strikes me is, we shed tears, but there are no tears here. He doesn't cry once. That little boy is in total shock. This is Omran.
أنا محمد خير دخنيش أبو للطفل عمران. نحن هنيك تأذينا كتير كتير بسبب المسلحين وبسبب الأمور اللي تاجروا فيها للطفل.
بس دموت بياخدوا على المشفى مشان يصوروه.
The White Helmets have been attacked by Syria and Russia as Western-sponsored propaganda tools and proxies of Takfiri terrorists in Syria. Both Damascus and Moscow have constantly blamed the White Helmets of staging fake chemical attacks to frame the Syrian government.
So basically what happened that the day when the whole so-called chemical attack was staged, he was called by the White Helmets to the hospital. He was offered some sweets, cookies, something, and he was part of the staging of all the so-called chemical attack. You see this boy, it's the image after the staged attack, and he was with his father.
Just recently, Washington decided to allocate $6.6 million to the White Helmets, a group repeatedly accused of serving as a media arm for the Al-Nusra Front terrorist group.
Принято на днях решение администрации США о выделении дополнительных 6.5, более даже 6.6 миллионов долларов на финансирование так называемых белых касок в Сирии вновь заставляет задуматься о том, насколько искренне в Вашингтоне желают скорейшего искоренения терроризма, урегулирования и стабилизации в Сирии. О сомнительной деятельности белокасочников, напрямую замешанных в антисирийской информационной войне Запада, в том числе в организации резонансных химических провокаций с использованием химических отравляющих веществ, уже сказано нами было немало. По сути, США и коалиция, которую они возглавляют, продолжают оказывать поддержку провокаторам, которые действуют в сговоре с террористами.
On July 21st, in an unprecedented act, the Israeli military evacuated overnight over 400 members of the White Helmets from Dera and Quneitra provinces in Syria, as the Syrian forces were proceeding to take over these areas. In a brief video, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the military acted on a request from the US, the UK, and other European nations. The UK, Canada, and Germany agreed to take in the evacuees, whom Syria and its allies consider as Western mercenaries.
طبعاً من يفهم المعركة في كليتها يدرك أن الدولة السورية إلى جانب حلفائها الآن تسجل انتصارات وهذه الانتصارات تعني أن المشروع مشروع العدوان قد سقط وبالتالي أطراف العدوان ذاتها تحاول أن تسحب أدواتها من الميدان إن كان على مستوى المسلحين لاحظ مثلاً كيف أن مشغلهم يأمرهم بشكل أو بآخر لتغيير الجغرافيا أيضاً الخوذ البيضاء أو ما أطلق عليه مفهوم الخوذ البيضاء أيضا هؤلاء كأداة ميدانية استعملتها أطراف العدوان اليوم تنسحب.
The West has been trying to sell the White Helmets as heroes. But the controversy over the group's real mission in Syria persists. And as time goes by, it becomes clearer if they are humanitarian heroes or a politically motivated hoax. I know.